Drive up to Pinnacle Overlook, 4 miles ahead on Pinnacle Road. Map is on page 2.
Daniel Boone crossed the gap in 1769. Let's listen to Scott New, a professional living history interpreter. He'll perform Daniel Boone, First Vistas into the Fabled Bluegrass.
I dare say, God willing, the settling of this region may well deserve a place of worthy account someday. In truth, many memorable days hath I found myself in. I hath suffered many hardships and escaped many dangers, yet, friends, I am but the very commonest of men. So many of my companions have verily seen the same as I. My fellow officer in the Virginia militia, William Preston, he tells me a parson friend of his asked him, what is this great bustle amongst these people about that Kentucky country? To hear folks speak of it, one would think it were a newfound paradise. Oh, it was. It is, as ye shall see. And I do pray that it e'er shall be. A scraggy little Irish pack horse trader, John Finley by name, it were this man that first fired my heart, my desires to seek this country of the Kentucky, the land of the great meadows, as he said the Indians calls it. I was always one to despise scratch farming. The ways of the hunter, the green woods, was always my portion, with good hunting grounds getting scarce as hen's teeth, and more mouths to feed. I felt a grand hunt was the very thing that may help me claw up out of this backset mire of debt, hard times. So we made to raise a few men and horses and strike whilst the iron was hot. In my company was Finley, my brother-in-law John Stewart, and 3 neighbor boys to act as camp tenders, fellers by the names of Holden, Mooney, and Cooley. My brother Squire was to attempt to join us after the fall harvest, you see, with a fresh recruit of horses and provisions. We traveled blistering hard for well nigh 6 whole weeks through a rainy soaked season or wild, roughly country. As we approached the white rocks of young Cumberland Mountains, we'd struck upon it. This warrior's path that we had been told of, marked in a most clever fashion by curious blazes and figures of Indians that cut into the trees, figures of little men, wild beasts, even the sun and the moon, and they'd all daubed them up in red paint. We followed this trail thence through the great Cumberland Gap, the great mountain pass, and on through the saddle of the gap and upwards into what we reckon had to be this wild, unbroken underbelly of Kentucky country. I will ne'er forget the day, not as long as I am to draw breath, when climbing to the top of a great sugarloaf-looking hill, not a fur piece from here, we beheld at last, with the wonder of little children, this beautiful level of Kentucky, sunlight at last gracing our faces. We felt we had indeed reached the promised land. It was a new Garden of Eden. It was everything Finley had said it would be, and then more. Why, anywhither as far as a man's eye could stretch was this vast, deep forest, a sea of green, broken only hither and yon by a meadow, a canebrake, a stream. I thought I would leap out of my skin. I says, boys, will you just look at this? Why, we're as blessed as Jacob in the days of the Bible. They say he hath his cattle on 1,000 hills. We have 10,000, and we did. Why, the bufflers here are more in number than cattle back in the settlements. They thunder about in such great herds that the ground will tremble beneath your feet. Why, their traces is worn so wide and deep, they look more akin to wagon roads back to the east. And the cane breaks, acres upon acres. Stalks grow so tall that a man could sit on horseback and hide in the midst of it, I should know, as I've had to do it. There's turkeys here in such abundance, they seem as one continuous flock scattered through the forest. Deer, bear, elk, every kind of wild beast a man could hope for. Why, they gather so prodigiously at the salt springs that the numbers would stagger you. For 6 months or thereabouts, we were right jolly old dogs. enjoying this rousing good life in this bounteous country until the 22nd day of the December fall.
In the 1920s, this road was known as Skyland Highway. Tourists paid a toll to visit the pinnacle. That's when Model Ts rumbled up this rocky road. Civil War-era forts can be found here on the mountain. In 1861, the Confederate Army built 7 forts up here and cleared all trees within 1 mile. Fort McCook, the head on the right, is an artifact of those tremulous times. The Wilderness Road was a strategic route through the mountains, and both armies fought to control the key pass at Cumberland Gap. This area traded hands 4 times during the Civil War, but saw few tragic battles. Cumberland Gap National Historical Park offers guided shuttle tours up to Hensley Settlement. Sherman Hensley walked up this mountain in 1903 with his pregnant wife, family, and all the farm animals and tools he could carry. They built a self-sufficient mountaintop community that lasted for decades. Let's listen to Matthew Graham, interpretive park ranger, describe the tour.
The drive up the mountain takes about 1 hour. The elevation gain is about 1,200 feet the last 5 miles. If nothing more than just the solitude and the peace and quiet of the settlement, the chance of seeing white-tailed deer, wild turkey, black bear, bobcat on the way up the mountain is really something to behold. In the spring of the year, during a spring rain, the Shillelagh Creek produces a beautiful, beautiful 30-foot waterfall at the Shillelagh Falls. As we park on top, still in the woods, a short 5-minute walk, we walk out into an open meadow, an open plain where you can just see forever, like being in a prairie. It's a very gentle, rolling landscape with old split rail fences, old garden picket rail fences, old homes hewn out of American chestnut log. To look at the construction of these homes, the timber that they cut, had to have been enormous because some of the beams in the homes and some of the barns are over 40 feet long. And the floorboards, called the old puncheon floor, are up to 2 feet in width, one piece.
At the pinnacle, view the bronze mural that depicts the westward migration of America through the gap. Many hiking trails start here, such as the Ridge Trail, a 17-mile backcountry trail. Please get a detailed map and discuss your trip at the visitor center before you hike. Backcountry camping permits are required.
After enjoying the views into 3 states from the Overlook, please resume playing the audio. Pause audio now.